Good morning. It's a Monday. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, hopefully folks had a chance to look up in the sky last night to see the eclipse and the blood red moon.
Yeah, it also signaled the coming of the fun drive. And as I have said so many times, we're all in this together. And we are now at that point where we have 1 week to make that lockbox really zing. The truth of the matter is we had $300,000 the last time, and we are getting closer. But I tell you, I don't have the numbers in front of me at this moment, but we're getting closer. And it's now the phenomena of everybody getting on board and saying, we're going to do this. I was in Great Barrington the other day. I saw some very good friends in the street, and they said, the lockbox is the greatest thing that was ever invented. And I said, that's right. It really is, because we're getting really close now, and it'll knock days off the fun drive if people really want it. But there's one thing that's for sure about this radio station is we all know the truth. The truth is we're all doing it. And if there's a weak link, that's to everybody's detriment. So I just want to encourage everybody to get to that lockbox. You go to WAMC.org. It's that simple. And just follow the prompts. It's real easy. Say, there's a big lockbox. Click on it. That's it.
On-air fun drive starts next Monday.
It does.
6 a.m. Well, we head down to New York. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin, Alan. Today, we'll confront rising tensions over Moscow's military engagement in Syria, as well as the stubborn crisis in Ukraine, and it could be somewhat of an uncomfortable encounter.
Well, you may remember George Bush looked into Putin's eyes and said, he's a good man. I know it. I'm looking into his eyes. That turned out not to be so true. However, I saw Putin on 60 Minutes last night, and I have to tell you, he makes some points that are attractive. And if we are just in a propaganda war, that's one thing. But I do think there's some grounds here for the two men making some peace. You know, Obama has always been a guy who basically preaches peace, not war. But he's tougher than he looks, and he's angry. Obviously, he thinks that some of the moves that Putin has made have been really aggressive. And so Putin knows he's got all of these sanctions and everything else sitting on him. And he's a guy who, when confronted by somebody of substance, will back away. But when he thinks his weakness on the other end, he just push.
Greeted to the news on Friday, House Speaker John Boehner made a sudden announcement that he would leave Congress. And on Face the Nation yesterday, he said that the Tea Party-style Republicans, Alan, aren't being straight about what's possible when they say they would repeal President Barack Obama's health care law or defund Planned Parenthood, a fight seemingly that won't end.
David, they don't care. I keep thinking of Slim Pickens riding the bomb down, you know, and Dr. Strangelove. And the idea that, you know, we don't care. If compromise is impossible, the hell with it. We'll just ride the bomb. And if we blow up, we blow up, and we'll go, yahoo! And that's what they're doing. They don't care. And that's why a guy, a serious practitioner of government and politics like Boehner, has tears in his eyes.
Pope Francis wrapped up his visit to the U.S. in Philadelphia, Alan. Crowds in the hundreds of thousands and folks celebrating his visit. Will he make change?
Well, first of all, I think the guy is a genius. I like him. I really like him. But he has really said, okay, look, the church was in bad shape, and I'm going to change things and the people's perceptions of what the church is. The last thing to do was to lecture the bishops and his colleagues in the church on child endangerment. And, you know, he did it all while he was here. And anybody who watched him said, well, you know, how can you dislike this guy? He is doing what he needs to do in order to bring the church into the 21st century. And he's done that, and he's done it well. I don't see anybody saying this is a bad man. I just don't.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Lockbox is always open at WAMC.org.
Oh, it is so important, folks. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.